I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
Our next guest on Fly the W, you see his work on USA Today, baseball columnist Bob Nightingale. How you doing, Bob?
Yeah, doing great, Colin. Yourself?
Doing all right. You know, I was reading an article that you wrote, and it's caused a lot of buzz with Cub fans. Xander Bogaerts, some of the industry executives you've been talking to have kind of seen Xander Bogaerts potentially opting out of his deal with Boston and seeing Chicago as a possible landing spot. Xander doesn't seem like he really was happy with the last offer Boston made him.
No, they only gave him offer one more year. It's like, wait a minute now. We just saw these guys getting $300 million contracts off season. You know, I deserve a little more respect than that. So beloved in Boston, making $20 million a year. He can do better than the free agent market. So you know, he's going to opt out. And certainly Boston can keep him. But if he hits the market, you know, then it's a great, great shortstop class once again.
Now, a lot of Cub fans have been frustrated with the lack of spending, especially the last couple off seasons, unloading of all the former 2016 All-Stars that we had. And, you know, question about, you know, with all of that, do you see the Cubs spending money to get a guy like Xander Bogaerts? Do you see them increasing their payroll? We heard from Crane Kenny, president of business ops, saying that the money's going to get rolled over to next year. What do you see happening as far as the Cubs being able to spend for somebody like Xander Bogaerts?
Well, I definitely think they'll spend. I don't think there's a GM in the business that doesn't think the Cubs are going to spend next year and, you know, help that rebuilding process and maybe be in contention. I mean, if you're going to rebuild, that's the right division to do it in because you can bounce back in a hurry. I think they'll get a big-time free agent in the winter. And, you know, it made no sense to keep those other guys just because you're going to rebuild. You know, they're no part of it. You know, there's no part of that future. You're just watching Javi Baez. He might be the most disappointing player in baseball this season, what he's done. You know, Rizzo's, done well with the Yankees, a little bit, some injuries. And, you know, Chris Bryant just really struggled with the Rockies. He's only hit one home run. So, you know, you can't really question as far as what the Cubs did with those pending free agents. They did the best they could, got some prospects back. And now I think it's time to say, okay, who do we want to build around here?
Now, a couple comments that have really affected the Cubs fan base. I heard there was one article that had Aaron Judge, potential free agent, you know, making comments about, you know, executives saying he doesn't want to play for a loser. And then Correa also saying he doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild. Do you think the Cubs are still a premier destination for prime free agents?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I don't see Aaron Judge there. I still think Aaron Judge stays in with the Yankees. If he goes anywhere, and it's a big if, it would be San Francisco Giants. Grew up in the Fresno area, but the Giants, you know, they'll spend $300 million. So that's about the only place I could see him. You know, I don't see the Cubs going and spending $300 million. That's why, you know, they could have had Correa last offseason, but, you know, they didn't want to do all the opt-outs like the Twins did. And if you weren't going to spend $300 million from then, no reason to do it now. So, yeah, I would think the Cubs would, you know, they look strong. They got like Bogaerts, who they get for, you know, less than half the price. Dansby Swanson is still out there. Trey Turner, but you know Turner prefers to go out east if he doesn't stay with the Dodgers. So that's why I think the Bogaerts is the perfect fit. and you know, maybe go get another big time starter. You know, maybe a guy like a Jacob DeGrom. You know, a lot of question marks, red flags, whether he can stay healthy. But certainly, with an arm like that, you look at him.
Now, you know, we knew what the Cubs plan going in this season was. They weren't going to honestly contend, but they signed they picked up Wade Miley's last year of that contract. They signed Drew Smyly to a 1-year contract, Dave Robertson to a 1-year deal. And unfortunately, Miley and Smyly haven't been around that much. They've had injuries. David Robertson's looked good. He had a little hiccup the other day in Milwaukee. But do you think there's still time? We're a couple of weeks away from the deadline for Smyly and Miley to potentially open some eyes at front offices, starting pitching. Everyone always needs starting pitching. Do you think they still have a possibility that they could garner some interest in the trade market?
Well, I think those two guys would have to give away. But you remember now, there's another trade deadline on August 31st. You clear waivers. Miley, for instance, is making $10 million. He will definitely clear waivers. So they can move him in August. And I think that's why when they got those three guys, you talk about Robertson too, is to move them, hoping they have good first halves and trade them. And they were signing those guys to, you know, get to the postseason, but they thought it'd be good investments that, okay, help out the young guys and then move them at the trade deadline. And that's what do with Robertson. You know, that turned out to be a great signing for $3 million. And they could get a nice little return for him.
Yeah, that's the hope. When I take a look at the two obviously targets that I think most teams are probably going to have for the Cubs are Ian Happ and Wilson Contreras. Now, Wilson has a little bit of a hamstring issue going on, but, you know, I've heard the argument that with Contreras, is he going to be able to, in half a season, get to know a new team's pitching staff? Obviously, there's DHs, so that makes it a little bit easier. But now we're starting to hear more and more rumblings that Happ seems to be the guy that the Cubs are trying to shop. Have you heard anything on either of those two guys lately?
Well, I mean, the whole industry would be completely floored if Contreras isn't moved. You know, I'm sure they'll try to make one more move to try to sign him to a contract. You know, he wants over $100 million. I mean, you know, that's what they gave JT Realmuto in Philadelphia. So I think he'll definitely get moved. To your point, probably a lot of teams don't like the fact a new catcher coming in, trying to learn the system, trying to learn all the new pitchers. But with a DH, it makes a big difference. And let's be honest, he's the big fish out there for our position players. So they should get a nice return on him. They really should. You know, they throw Happ out there too, listen to offers. They certainly don't have to move Happ. Where I think, you know, with the Contreras deal, you got to move him unless you're going to sign him here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And if you haven't done that by, you know, if you haven't made progress by now, I don't think anybody's stance is changing.
Jed Hoyer has come under a lot of fire, I would say, as far as, you know, he's had to make a lot of the difficult moves, no doubt about it. Jason Hayward, 1.5 years left on his deal, but the Cubs have a lot of interesting young players. We saw Nelson Velasquez have a good series against Milwaukee. We're just, you know, especially now that Seiya Suzuki's back and healthy and looking good. How much longer do you think Jason Hayward has with the Cubs? Do you think he finishes the contract in 1.5 years, or do you think that he would be DFA'd, say, maybe similar to Robinson Cano?
Yeah, I think next spring will be the big thing. You know, carrying this long with the offensive struggles, go to next spring. If he has a good spring, it'll be easier to move. If he has a poor spring, you go ahead and release him. I mean, the Angels did that with Justin Upton, did that with Pujols. You know, we're seeing, you know, like you mentioned, Robinson Cano. It happens more and more now. So if you kept him this long, I would definitely think you bring him into spring training, hope he has a big spring, and then try to move him then and, you know, save some money. And no one's going to pick up the entire contract, but you can save some money off it.
You did a great article about some close friends of mine, Stuart McVicker and Club 400, and it was just such a great article. What did you find interesting about Club 400 and the things that they're doing in the Chicago community?
Well, I just think it's so cool what they're doing there. You know, I never heard of it until, you know, spring training, you know, when I saw you out in Mesa and met Stuart and what it was and, you know, got the brochures and stuff. So it's cool just doing that from the bottom of his heart, trying to help out fans. Like he says, it's, you know, primarily for Cub fans. But, hey, if it's a White Sox fan or Cardinal fan or whatever that needs help, you know, they're not going to turn their back. But I think it's a special special group, and he's a special guy doing that. I can't wait to come, you know, see his basement one day and see what that's all about. But it's a great to see people doing that from the bottom of his heart. And it's had a big impact on people. You know, he's impacted a lot of lives.
Yeah, we are very much looking forward to having you out to Club 400 at an event sometime. Bob, I appreciate you spending some time with us today, and hopefully we'll have you on again.
All right, look forward to it, Quali. Take care of yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.